Stuart, of course you're here in Gunnedah, but Pirates, how's the season going overall, and how are you enjoying the first year of being the Pirates?
Yeah, it's good, mate. I've been really enjoying it. I feel as though I've got an L plate around my neck, but the club's got a pretty good committee set there, and we've got a few fresh guys in like myself, and a good young committee and a good strong player base. So, yeah, it's made it a bit easier, so it's been good. Really enjoying it.
And Kelvin left a great legacy, not only of winning premierships in first grade and the lower grades, but being club champion. So there's a bit of pressure on you to continue to perform on and off the field.
Yeah, it can be a bit of a poison chalice. So he's had a pretty good track record, and the club's had a good track record, but we're not changing things up too much. We're just letting the boys enjoy themselves and play a bit of good footy and see what comes of it.
And what's been the big sort of difference now since you've come into the presidency? What are the things that sort of have been a bit scary, and what are some of the good things? Is it just a lot of work, and you just have good people around you which help offset all of that?
Yeah, it's really important to have the good people around you. Like, if you try to do it all yourself, which I think Kelvin did a lot of it for a lot of years, it's pretty scary. It's like running another business. But there's a lot of different aspects to it which have been interesting, but a bit challenging sometimes. But we've got a good committee. We've got a good mixture of new young guys in there, and some guys, old heads who've been there for a long while or just know how it runs. So it's been a good mix.
And what about your 18s and 16s? You're still producing a lot of kids coming through, and is it a little bit frustrating that the other sort of clubs don't have 18s and 16s for you blokes to play every week?
Yeah, it is frustrating, but the boys seem to have a good attitude about it. They keep turning up the training. They've been getting good numbers at training and picking up new players along the line, and we've got some really good young guys coming through. It's just trying to keep them for the long term, for the future of the club. Yeah, the other clubs are trying their best, I think, and today here we saw a combination between Crindai, Scone and Gunnedah, which is good to see people think a little bit laterally to try and put a side on the ground.
And, of course, nothing runs on air. Tell us a little bit about your sponsors who look after you.
Yeah, well, we've sort of... That's one of the biggest challenges of running any bush club these days, is the financial side of it, so it's expensive to do. And we've got good sponsors like the Southgate Pub, part of the pub group, and Inland Technology and Hanson's, and a few of the long-term guys. We've had guys like Simon Trappell and Luke Haslam have come on as quite major sponsors as well. So, and they're all guys who are affiliated with the clubs and blokes of young businesses in town who are keen to help. So, yeah, it's really appreciated. But it's certainly one of the biggest challenges of clubs, you know, just keeping them financial and keeping moving forward.
Have you found Matt as the coach of, for the first time, a young coach, taking over the shadow of the likes of Andrew Varell and also the great Gary Walsh?
Mate, it's been a real eye-opener, because Matt has had some coaching experience, not in rugby but in water polo, but he's also obviously quite an experienced rugby player. So it was always, it was a bit of a... bit of a gamble, but he's really stepped up the plate. He's got some good ideas. He's got the respect of the players, and there's a really good vibe in the player group this year. So he's really worked on that, and I think we're getting some results.
Yeah, finally, a bit of a controversial sort of a question. Early this year, not too many players were playing for the Sandor Central Cockerboros. What was the story there? Were the players not wanting to make themselves available, or was it a thing where they said, look, the club said, look, we'd like you not to play and put a commitment into Pirates, or was it just not quite a meeting of the minds between the players and the zone?
Mate, it's just a combination. It was just one of those years. Like the club was supportive of the players, and a few of the players were sort of interested in having a crack. But just one of those years where, particularly some of the guys that would normally step up at that had been coming back from injuries the previous years. They're getting a little bit older and got young families, and they thought, well, it's a long season, and they wanted to sort of had some guys had fledgling businesses. You know, guys like Jake Douglas and that sort of stuff who just needed to spend the time on it. So it was just one of those seasons where most of the Pirates boys were just either trying to get injuries fixed to get on the paddock for a long season, and or getting a bit long in the tooth, or just had a lot of them had business commitments and other commitments, yeah.
Thanks for your time, Stuart, and we wish you all the best moving forward as you run the Pirates.